Praise God. It's a special day for me, actually. I don't know where to start. Our daughter is here for the first time in the church. And our parents are here too, except my dad. I don't know where to start. Anyway, by the grace of God, we're here. I'm going off the topic. I'm so sorry. I have a very short message today. I don't know where to start. Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, anyway, let me start with an experience from my office itself, okay? So it's going to be very short. I'll try to explain it as I can. So it's going to be different. It's a different topic, okay? It's not about that. Every day, I see a couple of guys in the washroom. They washing their face, washing their hand, washing their feet. So I was asking them every day, specific time, that they're doing that. I was asking them, oh, what's going on? What are you doing? So I'm seeing them going to a specific room after that, right? So I was asking them what's happening. So they were saying, we are going for the prayers. Think about it, they're not going outside, inside the office itself, right? So they're Muslims. So each day, specific time, they do that. So I was thinking, okay, they're not going outside to the mosque, they're doing it inside the office itself. Every day they don't cancel it or anything. They will do if they are there. So our office is a big one, and prepared a room just for us, a prayer room, just because of they started doing it for like past 2 years. They prepared one room for that. Just because they are using a different room, which is a kind of like a restroom for people who are sick. They will go there to sleep or something like that. But they are using that room for their prayer. So the office people or our management doesn't have a choice. They had to do something for that. So I was thinking like, okay, their imam is not there. Nobody is watching them. I don't think anybody is watching them. But they do it on specific time, no matter what. I was thinking about myself. What am I doing? Or if we pride ourselves as the children of God, the living God, our God is a living God, and what we do, like what I do, I'm not preaching or I'm not saying anything about maybe anything to you. I'm actually speaking to myself. The message I'm talking is speaking to myself. Like what am I doing? Like, do I even pray like that? Or do I even think about Jesus at times? Like, we can see, like, anywhere you go, Muslims, Jews, they have a specific time. They will stop whatever they're doing, and they will do their prayers. When Sharon was saying, like, during the time of their fasting and stuff, like, in Dubai, if they're driving, when there's this time, exact time, they will move aside and park their car, and they get out, and on the road or wherever it is, they put their mat and they will kneel down and pray. And what about us? Like, let's read a verse from 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 and 18. Can anyone read 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 and 18? Okay, so it says pray without ceasing, right? So it says pray without ceasing. So let's put it this way: what's holding us from the prayers? Let's think about ourselves. Like, okay, we do play games, not just computer games, other sports as well. We do other things. Watch cartoon or movies, whatever it is, right? So Just think about it. Do you prefer watching that or playing game or sports, whatever, over spending time with God? Right? Just think about that. Do you prefer entertainment instead of time with God? Do you think it's a hard job being in the presence of God? Don't just prayer. I'm not just talking about prayer. Maybe the meditation. Do you feel like it's a hard job? Do you think like after coming from work or school, you want to go directly to spend time in sports or gaming or whatever? I'm not pointing at anyone. I used to play games or sports or whatever it is. I used to do that. Like, do you think after coming from work or after coming from school to relax? Do you want to go directly to playing stuff or doing sports? What do you prefer? So just think about it for a moment. Or even watching TV. Like, I do that too, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, after a hectic day of the work, I just want to relax and just go and watch TV for some time. So we all do that. I'm not pointing anyone, but just I'm talking to myself. Do you think it's entertainment is a passive place after a tedious day of work or school? What might be the reason behind it? Just think about it. Just think about what might be the reason behind it, right? Ask yourself, like, just in past week, just think about that. Just past week, what did you spend your time with the most, or with whom, or with what did you spend the time most, and you actually enjoyed, or you were happy with it, right? So let me see. So just think about it. Like, there's a friend. Let's think about let's take Josh and Justin. Okay, they are my friends. Just as an example. Don't take it another way. Don't worry. I'm not saying anything else. So just think about it. I like Josh more than Justin. Okay, as an example. Okay, just an example. So Josh wanna Josh is like calling me for, hey, let's play volleyball, or let's play volleyball. And the same time, Justin called me from another place, hey, let's play volleyball, right? So whom do you think I'll go with? Josh, exactly, right? So I think you understand where I'm going with this, right? I think you understand where I'm going with this. So the person you love the most, or is happy with the most, you want to spend time with them. You want to spend time with them. So that's my point. Like, let's go to this. Even God says, Luke 10 verse 20. So let's read Luke 10 verse 27. Yeah. So the Bible, God says, oh, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Bible says that. But can someone make me love you? Like, can someone make me love Josh, or can someone make me love? Like, nobody can make you love someone, right? Nobody can make you love someone. It's up to us. It's up to us. We have to love them. So how? So we had to find the reasons, right? Just think about it. Why do you love someone? Or why? Just think about it. Like, the same case. Like, for God, nobody can make you love God, right? Nobody can make you love God. Only the thing the pastors or preachers or even your parents can do is guide you, give you give you more knowledge about God, or guide you to love Jesus. They cannot make you, love him. So it's our job to find, why should I love Jesus? So let's put it this way. Like, we take all things granted. Like, a lot of things we take it granted. Oh, I'm born here. A lot of people can think, oh, I'm born in Canada, or I'm in Canada. okay, whatever. Oh, I have a good life. Just think about it. Like, don't take anything granted, because you have to think, turn back and look at it. Like, each and everything in our life, we won't achieve without God. Just don't take it granted. Just think, oh, it's because of God I am here. It's because of God. So by that way, like, just thinking each and every step in our life, each and everything in our life that we went through, by thinking that, oh, it's because of God I'm here. It's because of God that I did this. It's because of God I got good grades. Or it's because of God that I am in this place. By turning back and thinking, you can start actually loving God more. Like, don't just take anything granted. Just, you know, go taking your life, just, no, like, going on with your life. Don't do that. Just think, oh, everything is, you know, with God's grace. And so what was it? Yeah. So let's just think about it. Like, just think about it this way. Like, what we kids are, like, our generation do, right? Like, when we see a good thing, oh, so awesome, looking good, or a good place, or good architecture. Oh, we want to take our phone, take a picture, right? Have you ever seen, like, your parents do something else? You saw a good, like, a butterfly or something is that's great, like, looking great. Have you seen something else your parents do? What they do? Huh? No. Exactly. You might have heard it, right? I have heard it. Like, so they'll say, oh, look at, yeah, you watch it for hours. That's, so my point wasn't different, actually. I was trying to bring you to the point. You got a good answer, though. So what they say is, oh, look at how gracious God has made that, right? How beautiful it is. How beautiful it is. Instead of you taking our picture, they will do, oh, look at, they enjoy the time. Oh my God, look at how gracious God made things. So what my thing is, what I'm going with this is, you can find every day in your life, you can find things you can be grateful, or you can thank God, right? You don't have to just, like, pray. I'm talking about not just praying. It's spending time doesn't mean just pray. Like, even when you wake up, you can say, thank God for this, or you can, even every day, like, even for the kids, you can pray, like, when you wake up, you can thank for God, right? When you have food, you can thank God for that. When you finish your food, when you finish your food, you can thank for that, God for that. When you start dressing, when you start going to school, you can thank for God. You can even pray for, to help me out. When you reach the school, you can pray. You can give thanks God. When you start your classes, you can thank God. Even each classes, when your teacher, before teacher comes, you can thank God. Maybe when you get the results, you can thank God. When you have your lunch or whatever food you have, you can thank God, right? When you finish your classes, you can thank God. When you travel home, you can thank God or pray to God, please help me, Lord, or let me reach safe, God. Now, when you reach home, you can thank God. When you see your parents, or even each chores you're doing, you can thank God, actually. You can actually pray to God. Like, so it's like spending time with God. It's not just us, about us, right? Even God, like our companionship. So you can see from, I think it's in, where is that? In Genesis 3, verse 18, you don't have to read. So God was in Eden when Adam and Eve were hiding, right? So God was in Eden. So from that, we can understand that God has a habit of coming and talking with them. God had a habit. So it's not just us. Like, God likes our companionship as well. So let me close here. I hope you understood what I meant. So let's just think it that way. If you feel like staying in His presence, or being praying to Him, or meditating is kind of a hard job, or you prefer something else, just think it that way. You are a bit away from God, right? Just think it that way. If you are close to God, or if you love God, you won't think about spending other times, more time in other things than God. Thank you.